Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids Smoke Alarms will help protect your family.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
I don't mind, but Frank invited me to come back in today. A lot of people really enjoyed seeing when I was in a couple of days ago.
Oh.
He said I could come in and sing the opening theme song again with the show. And I'm a man.
And that happy tune
is your step. Oh, go to the
life can be so sweet.
Oh, yeah, well, on a sunny side of the street. Oh, yeah. Get to walk in the shade. Where the blues on the rain. Oh, that's what I said, yeah. On the rain. Oh, but I'm not afraid of that. Oh, no, but I'm not afraid. Oh, I'll tell you why, because it's over.
Spit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
I'd
say nipple. There is a
nip
in the air, though.
Oh, I don't believe you can say that kind of thing on the radio. At least you couldn't when my granddaddy Al Jolson was on. He could never talk like that. Boy, have times changed. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, yeah. Go on, set my feet. Everybody now. On a sunny side of the street. Wow. Wow. Way to go, Al. Al Jolson.
Back by popular demand.
Thank you, Hal. Well, you're welcome, Frank. Anytime for you. You're a friend of mine. I'll do anything you want.
Wow, what a guy. Hal Jolson. Beyond, you should familiarize yourself a little with the talent of Al Jolson.
I should. Well, I get really to hear Al over the last couple of days.
Seriously, Al Jolson was referred to by many in the business as the world's greatest entertainer. That's quite a handle.
I've heard that before.
World's great. Have you? Really?
Yes.
Are you making fun or have you?
No, I have heard that.
Okay. Well, Dan, you're kind of like Al Jolson, except for the blackface thing. I mean, you're multi-talented. He sang, he danced. I've seen you do the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. That's a dance.
Yeah. It's tough to do since knee surgery.
I would imagine, yeah. In fact, that's probably what caused you to have to have knee surgery. Remember the time we were on vacation with our listeners and you dropped down to the concrete on your knee?
Oh.
I could almost hear it shatter when you did that.
That and
you were doing Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker.
Yes.
And then Peon did Chuck Berry, and I grabbed the mic stand and did the duck walk across the stage.
Yeah.
And I had to come back and have knee surgery because I tore my meniscus.
That's right.
Doing karaoke.
Man.
So the doctor.
But that, man, that gives all what that says? The crowd.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. That's a guy that gives 150%. And if you said to Dan, if you do that to entertain people, it could tear your knee up. You know what he'd say? Then so be it.
And we went to Chichen Itza the next day. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So
we had
much
to walk
walking.
Like 4 miles around.
What?
We were in Mexico on the trip, and Chichen Itza is one of the ancient Mayan ruins.
Oh, that's why
there
you go.
Yeah.
Not only that, not only did we walk around the ruins for a couple miles, but we sat on a bus for, I think, like 6 or 7 hours that day.
Man, it was brutal.
I remember because it was
a marathon day.
I said that day to Dan, you've got a really serious situation with your knee. And he said, I don't care about my knee. I care about the listeners.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk around the ruins.
In fact, I've never talked about this before, but I was with Dan. We visited a Mexican orthopedic guy down there. And he looked at Dan's knee and he said, you know, you better take it easy and prop that leg up. And Dan says, no, I have to go with listeners. We have excursions. I have to entertain. He said, if you do that, is a great possibility we might have to amputate your leg. And Dan said, well, then if that's the way it has to be, that's the way it has to be.
Take it off.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I tore my meniscus.
I never hear the word meniscus. I hear other things, cartilage, and meniscus you don't hear a lot. The other thing you had that I've never heard anybody else have is shrinking chiasm.
I know.
Are you sure you got that right? Because I've not ever heard of a chiasm. It sounds like orgasm, but it's not. It's chiasm.
The neuro-ophthalmologist explained to me the chiasm is the part in your brain where your optic nerves connect to.
Wow.
Man,
and he's never heard of it.
Mine has shrunk for some reason.
You probably, your age, are also having shrinking orgasm.
I am.
Well, yeah.
It does shrink a little.
Oh, yeah.
Dwindles down.
Oh, heck
to
yeah.
To a precious few. hang on, Hal.
What is it, Hal? Hey, you need me for anything else? No, I don't think so. These guys don't, Hal, they don't like you.
He wants to sing more?
They don't like you.
We never said we didn't like it.
Well, you can tell them, Frank, to go to heaven for that. I like it.
We never said we didn't like it.
Did he always perform in blackface?
No, not always.
What was the point of that, by the way?
You know, I don't. I have to go back and take another look at it and study it again. But he, it was
like
that old minstrel show type stuff where they rubbed the black stuff on their faces and their eyes.
Why did that start? Why did that even start as a form of entertainment?
I don't know. I went to...
Nobody's ever really...
you could Google history of minstrel shows. First of all, the name, minstrel.
I know.
Right, really? How did that...
How about another name?
Yeah.
But I went to one as a kid in Tennessee, you know, a southern, highly segregated... You know, part of the country. I remember as a kid going to a minstrel show in a high school gymnasium, and the if I remember, the guy who was kind of the MC was called Mr. Interlocutor.
Oh yes,
you remember that?
Yeah. And, hello, Mr. Interlocutor.
Hello, Mr. Interlocutor.
Yeah. And he'd tell jokes and be rim shots, and I remember he got up and he said in the audience tonight, and he was in a tuxedo and he was a white guy, not with black face. And he would, the one that I remember as a kid, because I remember thinking this was so funny, and a lot of people were, ooh, almost offended. He said, out in the audience tonight, I see we have the principal, the high school. Stand up and take a bow, principal. And he takes a bow. He says, take another bow. He says, take another bow. He says, no, don't let your bowels get in an uproar. You know, and the word wasn't even bowels. It was bowels, but still. Oh, everybody thought, oh, man, that's really going
that's
all the across the edge there. And then there were a lot of jokes, and then there was dancing, and it was your typical Bojangles type, you know, guy would tap dance, another guy.
Right.
And then the two guys would do like an Amos and Andy thing, and they'll say, hey, I'm in a locker. And you go, yeah, what is it there? Whatever the guy's name was. You go, you never hear the one about the guy that walked into the door. And I don't know how that got started. I obviously can see why it ended.
Right.
Because even though.
But yeah, you know, from what I'm reading here, I can see now why it's very. Disrespectful to do that, because apparently, I mean, it wasn't just musical characters they were doing, but also portraying them as dim-witted or buffoonish. Or,
right. They were wide-eyed, ooh, look at that, man. But there was nothing really derogatory. There were no simulated hangings of any, but still.
But still, it's portraying them in a negative light.
Exactly. Yeah. As that sort of buckwheat on the Little Rascals. You know how he always, his hair stood up and his eyes are real big? And
or that guy, the
see,
black
I don't think
guy.
People realize that, especially young, you know, they like that, who did that, Julianne Hough or whatever did a, you know, dressed up as somebody from that. I don't think they realize how negative connotation that was back
actually,
in the day.
Actually, somebody her age, I think, would really realize it. Because
no, Julianne Hough's only 20-something. She wouldn't realize the
what I'm
history
saying.
Of... Oh, that's what I'm saying. She wouldn't know
But she
how,
should know that today, the world she lives in, that's really unacceptable. I could see where back then people didn't get it. Like, you know, somebody my parents age.
Yeah, but she probably just thinks, oh, I'm going to dress up as this character. She doesn't
understand
the... And
who was it she dressed up? I forgot.
It was a character on the Orange is the New Black
show. Okay, I got you. But see, that to me was not disrespectful. She wasn't... She was portraying a prisoner, a female prisoner who's
the
star. But
the origin of white people putting... blackface
okay.
on is...
I guess I get it. It's hard to know what to
mostly,
do.
Right, yeah.
It's hard to know what to do.
And it looked like here, I'm reading the history of the minstrel show in Wikipedia. It was replaced mostly by vaudeville in the early 1900s, which is essentially the... the same thing, but they were just doing it without the black face. They had somebody that was the, you know, the dim-witted one on stage and, you know, who would get the pie in the face.
And the white MC was the smart guy.
No, I mean, no, vaudeville was all white people.
Yeah, vaudeville was...
But they had, you know, like, you know, Laurel and Hardy, there's always one that was smarter than the other, and one was that was the buffoon.
It's like Martin, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Yeah. Dean Martin was always real.
Right, yeah.
Straight.
Play the idiot.
He was the goofball. We're going to talk a little bit, and don't go crazy on me, folks, when I say this. We're going to talk a little bit about race today. Not in a heavy way, but we have to, because I saw a movie last night that is one of probably the five most powerful movies I've ever seen in my life. I honest to goodness, it sucked the life out of me. I've never seen better acting than I saw last night when I went to see 12 Years a Slave. Beyond belief. Let me put it to you this way. The guy who plays the lead, the guy who was sold back into slavery, kidnapped and put back into slavery, is played by a guy whose name I can't even pronounce, in Nigerian origin, maybe as great an actor as I have ever seen in my life. And when you watch a performance like that, you realize, in some ways, what a joke it is that the Lindsay Lohans and the Tom Cruises of the world are made so wealthy from mediocre talent, and you don't know how mediocre they are till you see a performance like this guy puts on. This is a powerful, powerful movie, and I'll tell you a little bit about it after we get some other stuff out of the way.
Is there anybody in it that we know?
Brad Pitt's in it, but for a very small... It's a very small role, and I think the reason he did it was he's one of the producers of the movie. And I think when to market it, when you say that Brad Pitt's in it, it kind of helps. But no. Let me think. No, not anybody that you know. And again, his role is small. What I don't understand is why the movie is in such limited release. It's at Frontenac. I think it's at the West Olive 16. But it's not at most of the theaters, and it's a limited release movie. And I get it, but I don't get it. It shouldn't be, although this country likes stupidity. They like silliness. They like to escape reality. Those seem to be and they like drama, but they don't they're not really comfortable. People in the United States don't seem to be real comfortable with hard truths like the Holocaust and slavery. But that makes them uncomfortable.
But that great movie, The Artist, was wide release and all over the place.
That was strictly Hollywood politics.
Yes, I know.
Now, I talked to another person who went to see this 12 Years a Slave, and she said that within half an hour into it, there were a couple people that got up and walked out. It's that hard to watch. And it's a good thing they walked out then, because had they stayed till an hour and a half, they wouldn't have been able to stand to look at it. I believe that everybody should have to watch Schindler's List. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's so powerful. It's so horrible. But everybody should watch it, because I really do believe Spielberg did his homework, and I think that's a pretty true depiction of what happened, as much as you can do in 2 or 3 hours. The same with this 12 Years a Slave. I grew up in the South, and I have a whole different connection to how black people were referred to and not necessarily treated. I didn't see a lot of mistreatment of them, but it really was a part of the country that subscribed to the they know their place kind of thinking. You know, well, if he knows his place, he won't be asking for that. And the N-word that I heard, my goodness, almost every day of my life.
Their own drinking fountains in the back of the bus.
No, I saw all that stuff. Yeah. So I think I get movies like The Help maybe more than people from the North. But it's a great movie. We'll talk about it a little bit later, too. And Burke segment, do we have anything?
I do not today.
I do. I was just going to mention a fun website that I found recently.
Well, I have to introduce you.
All right.
Folks, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you like funny videos every day, which I always enjoy.
I don't like funny things.
You don't? I've noticed.
I don't like humor. I don't like comedy.
But it's a new one I found, and it has a perfect title. It's dumbassdaily.com.
Dumbass Daily?
Yes.
Now, be careful. We used to have a guy. It's not about him.
No. Okay. No. It's daily, like every day.
Because if it's about him, then I'd be mad. I'd be upset. I'd make some phone calls.
You hey, dumbass.
Knock that off.
Yeah, so it's...
He's our friend.
It's I think they put up like a video every couple days on there, but the newest one on there, Jimmy Kimmel has done this before. I don't know if you've seen this, where he has parents film their children after they.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
Halloween
about.
Candy.
I saw this.
Did you see the newest one?
Where they took it away?
Yes.
I didn't think it was funny.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I'm sure I thought it was cruel.
People take it. Right. Well, yeah. And
they
I'm
took
sure
the candy away from the kids?
Well, yes. They tell the kids that they apologize to the kids, but I'm sorry I got hungry last night and they ate all your candy.
Oh, man.
And I'll tell you something, Dan. A couple of these kids, they start crying. It's sad. And
well, how
it's
sad
cruel.
Is that? The kids are that worked up about candy in the first
place.
Oh, they
live
for
Halloween.
Commentary about
well,
that.
Well, right or wrong, to tell a kid I ate your candy and just to sit and video the reaction of a kid crying, there's something sick about that. That's well, like telling the kid, hey, your dad died today.
No, I don't think I don't think it's quite on the same level
here
as
well, but to kids it might be. I mean, it's a little bitty kid.
Yeah, but it's just candy. But so that's the newest video they put up there, and some of the kids cry, of course, but some have a very
I saw the one kid, his mom says, I ate all your candy, and he says, that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's okay. He's like, I forgive you.
Some
you
are very mature about it.
And then that one kid, I hate you.
Yes. Yes. Some kids definitely go overboard. Just so
have you got these on our Facebook page?
Yes. I'll put that. I'll go ahead and put that one on there. But
and we're not condoning it. We're just putting it up there so you can see it, and you can decide for yourself if you think
it's
funny
cruel.
Comedy or if it's being cruel. I think it's kind of cruel.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
Let's close it. Let's close this thing up. Burke segment is officially closed. I'm going to do a bit of business. We're going to break. We're going to come back, take your calls. Today's Wednesday. If you're a regular listener, have listened for any time at all, you know that Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us today. So that'll happen about 4:15. If you have a pet, you have a question, be a good time to get some good free advice. About 4:15-ish, we'll do that. I'm going to do this. Good feet. Oh, phone numbers, in case you'd like to call. During the break, we come right out of it. Go right to your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. And, of course, the KTRS is 5877. The Good Feet stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. There's a store on Olive. It's just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's a Good Feet store in South County, Dan's neck of the woods, Union Road across from Macy's. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dierbergs. And here's the deal. And the simplest way that I can explain to you what happens when you walk in a Good Feet store. First of all, when you walk in, you will probably be in pain. That's why you go there. And the pain could be in your feet, it could be in your neck, it could be headaches that you have that you can't figure out why you're having these headaches, or leg, hip, knee. And certainly pain from the feet is coming from the feet if that's where the pain is. Now, you'll go in, you don't need an appointment, and a very nice person will say, what brought you here today? And where are you experiencing pain? And you'll tell them where you're experiencing pain. Now, I'm going to say that if you have an earache, or that probably is not coming from your feet, or if you said, man, I've got a sore inside my nostril. No, but use your head and use some common sense. If it's a joint, if it's your neck, if it's your back, think of things that might be hurting because of the way you stand or walk, and the fact that maybe you don't walk perfectly or stand perfectly, meaning the weight distribution isn't even. And I think that's true for a lot of people. As you grow up, you know, a lot of kids get corrective shoes because they have their pigeon-toed or they walk with it. I should have had them because I walk with my toes pointed out like a duck. It's a goofy-looking thing. I've seen video of myself walking. I'm embarrassed that I like the Aflac duck. That's what I look like walking. I should have had corrective shoes. But my parents didn't have any money, and they would, if the doctor had even said it, my dad would have said, he'll grow out of it. So here's what can happen is unequal weight distribution can create unnecessary, actually unacceptable pressure on particular areas of your feet. These inserts, and Good Feet has hundreds of them, so one is going to be, honest to goodness, exactly what you need to correct, slightly correct, that way you stand or walk. And it's going to be so slight that you're not going to get up and go, whoa, I'm going to fall over. No, it's so subtle, but you'll notice the difference. If that's the source of the problem, you'll know it when you put it in the shoe and walk around the store. And that's what I hope will happen for you. It happens for thousands of people every day in this country. There are those people that from time to time are just going to require something more, surgery, whatever. But you know what? An amazing percentage, an amazing number of people who thought they'd have to be on pain medication, who thought they'd have to have surgery, who thought they'd have to have therapy, find that that insert is the answer. And it's just a godsend, because when you can get rid of pain, wow, that's a great thing. See if the answer is at the Good Feet store. If it's not, it's 30, 40 minutes out of your life. And again, you don't need an appointment. You can go to one of the locations I mentioned or go to this website, goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's see how the roads look right now. We got a little rain in the area. See how things are moving. Good grief. Give me the belch, please. Thank you. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, on northbound 55, just before Gasconade, you've got an accident that's blocking the two left lanes. The only other slowdown on any highway I see is on westbound 40 from Clayton Warson through Highway 270. It looks like we're just a bit busy as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Visit one of their branches or go to NavyFederal.org, federally insured by the NCUA. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
B-Grid Mizzou tires are hot, and they're here on KTRS.
Franklin takes the snap from the right hash. Looking up, throws, launches it to the left side of the end zone. Touchdown, Missouri!
Saturday, the Tigers head to Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me.
Coverage begins at 9 a.m. Kickoff is at 11 Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Some free advice on windows advertised at $189 from Steve Wilkie of Wilkie Window and Door.
We certainly can do the $189 price. The problem is that it's really not a complete window installation.
The price looks great, but what are you really getting with these windows?
Many times the price doesn't include screens or aluminum wrapping around the frame. It may not include the foam insulation in the window. Disposal is normally extra.
When you work with Wilkie Window and Door, there are no surprises.
Oh, you wanted this option. Oh, you wanted that option. That'll cost extra. We don't play those games at Wilkie. We keep our prices fair right out of the gate.
At Wilkie Window and Door, we're proud to feature Anderson 400 Series Window and Door products. Turn your window replacement into serious home improvement with Anderson 400 Series replacement windows. To learn more, visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh, or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Bob Elman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending Cured My Blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Kay Bova Realty is family-owned and operated, and Kay never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com. Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, online at WKF.com. Your personal florist since 1883.
This is one of my favorite songs. I love it.
With a shark, has such teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And it shows them pearly white.
Oh, yeah.
Just a jackknife has old Maggie made. And it keeps it
out
of sight.
Oh, that's what I said, out of sight.
You know, when that shark bites.
When that shark bites.
With its teeth,
babe. Oh, yeah.
Scarlet billows start to spread.
And it's wet all over the place. And that's water.
Fancy gloves, though.
Fancy gloves, though.
Where's old Maggie?
So
there's never,
never even a trace
of it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Let me sing a little bit.
Now,
how's
your
satisfaction? You can't get enough of it.
Sunday morning, lies a body.
Thank you, Bobby. You know how old Bobby Darin was when he died?
Oh.
Oh,
like, was he like 25 or something?
27 or 29. And you know how he died?
Could that,
is that a plane crash?
On the operating table, heart surgery.
Oh.
In his late 20s. Yeah. Bobby Darin. Dan, another guy was a great singer. Bobby Rydell. Dan, you're old enough to know.
Yeah,
and the Riders.
Bobby,
right?
Rydell.
I'm sorry?
Was it Bobby Rydell and the Riders?
No. I don't think so. I never heard of that. Bobby Rydell was a solo singer who was, I don't know. Who would you compare him to, Dan? There was Bobby Rydell. Then there was, he was kind of in that Bobby B v. Bobby Vinton sort of group of Bobby Darin, Bobby Rydell. A lot of Bobbies back then for some reason. We're ready to take your calls. Light them up. Whatever you want, we're here for you. 314-969-5877, which is KTRS, of course, or toll-free 888-550-5877. Bill is up first. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, gang?
It's going great. How about you?
Everything's going great.
Good.
Hey, you know, you mentioned this about the movie, and it really popped something into my head. About 30 years ago, I won some tickets to a movie through a radio show.
Okay.
And I went by myself. I was maybe 19, and I saw a movie called Fat Man and Little Boy. And
okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But
never.
It was actually about the Manhattan Project. Fat Man and Little Boy were the names of the first two atomic bombs that were made. And it had, I think, Matthew Broderick and Paul Newman in it, believe it or not.
Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
And what year was this?
I don't know. It's been 20, 30 years. And he was real young at the time.
Wow.
I think I'm pretty sure it was him, but I might be wrong. The point of it was I went by myself, so obviously I was watching the movie and paying attention, and it had a big effect on me. I had never stopped and really thought about it because the gist of the movie was these scientists were all excited about making this weapon. Could they do it? And all of a sudden, when they found out they could, they suddenly figured out what it was going to be used for, and the implications popped into their head. And the other, Paul Newman, was a military guy, and his thing, he kept pushing and pushing and pushing, saying, get it done, and there was this huge conflict. And I didn't reach any ultimate decisions, but it really stopped and made me think, and I've never forgotten that.
And what's the name of it again? Fat Man and...
And Little Boy.
Fat Man and Little Boy. Never heard of it.
Yeah,
I can tell you something, though. What you just gave me is the perfect example. In my life, there have only been... I mean, seriously, like maybe a handful of movies, five or six movies, that just sucked the life out of me and made me think. And even after I walked out of there, I couldn't stop thinking about what they told me and what they taught me in that movie. There aren't many movies that'll do that.
And this was, and I'm sure it was a limited release, and maybe even the acting was bad. I was pretty young. But I'll tell you what, just like you said, it's been 20, 25, 30 years, and I've never forgotten. I still have the images in my head of what I saw on the screen. I just couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So
it really had an effect on me.
It was something special.
All right, Bill, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Kurt is up next. Hello, Kurt.
Frank?
Yes, sir.
I've been a loyal listener for years now, and I've never had anything to criticize about your show, but you ought to... Forget about the Jolson invitation. It stinks, man.
Hey, hang on a second.
Hal, this guy doesn't like you.
I think you've
done your last singing on this show.
The people have spoken.
I appreciate the feedback, Kurt. The people, when the people speak, we respond.
Oh, did he not hurt his feelings? Oh, God.
No. Are you okay?
Hal's got thick skin.
I got thick skin. I'm fine. My granddaddy took a lot of criticism. I'm fine.
No, he's fine with it. I'll ask him to never come back.
Okay. Have a good day, sir.
All right, Kurt. No, we like that. We like feedback.
Well, at least he was polite about it.
Yeah. He was very polite about it, and I respond to polite criticism. And quite frankly, he can't hear me now. I agree with him. I think Hal is horrible.
Well,
I didn't like it.
I can't agree with that, Steven.
You can't?
No.
Let's get Tom on here. Hello, Tom.
Yes, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah. Frank, you were saying about, you grew up in Tennessee.
Yes.
But you said about, you know, how blacks at that time, they were treated a little differently. But, you know, it really wasn't that long ago. I was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina in 1969.
Okay.
And I lived in Pennsylvania then, and we'd sneak home sometimes on the weekends. It was a little bit out of our range, but we would. And Interstate 95 wasn't completed at that time. It changed over to 301. So on our way back, we would go to Wilson, North Carolina. There we had to pick up 58 to go on into base. It was another 2.5 hours. But it was a little, it was like a gas station, hamburger joint. You could get cheap cigarettes there, you could get liquor, whatever. And we'd just stop in there, get gas, and go to the bathroom and stuff. The bathrooms were on the outside of the building then.
Right.
They were clearly marked. Men, women, blacks.
Did it say black or did it say colored?
Blacks.
Wow, I never saw that.
Plural. Blacks.
Wow.
Men, women, blacks.
Okay.
That was in 1969.
I don't doubt that. There was a
lot
of...
It wasn't that long ago. To me, it wasn't, but...
No, it wasn't in the whole scheme of things. But,
yeah, really.
And it's interesting because I saw lots of signs that said whites and coloreds. Now, I never saw them referred to blacks back then. So that's,
nope, this one said men, and like I said, it was three of them there all together. Men, women, blacks.
No.
That's how it was. It was like that the whole time. I got out in 70, so it was still there then, so...
Did it bother you then, back then? Tell the truth. Back then?
No.
Thanks for being truthful.
Especially down in North Carolina, that's just the way it was.
Well, and that's a good, truthful answer, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Kurt.
Okay.
All right.
That's Tom.
That was Kurt before Tom. This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Frank. You mentioned Bobby Rydell, and I got the memories of turning.
Hey.
Back in the late 60s, we lived in Philadelphia, and my stepfather was friends with Bobby Rydell's then manager.
Okay.
And happened to meet the man. He was probably over the course of a couple of years over to the house, I don't know, half a dozen times, something like that. Very nice, friendly. You know, his star was not as bright back in the late 60s as it had been in the early 60s.
Right, but you met him after he had been a big star.
Yes, and very personable, friendly, just nice guy, down to earth. And, you know, it was my first experience, with meeting someone along those lines. And then a strange career move, his manager, my stepfather's friend, I don't know if Bobby Rydell left him or he left Bobby Rydell, but Rydell got traded in representation for, of all people, Tiny Tim. So,
good move.
I don't know if that was a good career move or not.
I don't think that's a good career move for an agent or a manager to take on Tiny Tim instead of Bobby Rydell.
Exactly.
Sound like a good one.
I think, wasn't the name of the high school in Greece, Bobby Rydell High School, I think?
It was Rydell. It wasn't Bobby Rydell, but it was Rydell High School.
Yeah. Something like that. So, like I say, just jarring the memory a little bit. That's, gets those cobwebs cleared away, so that helps.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what was the name of that movie that Bill was talking about? I have people calling like crazy asking what the name of that movie was.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
And Little Boy.
Never heard of it.
Fat Man and
No.
Little Boy. I haven't either.
All right, let's get Dan up. Dan, how are you? Dan, that's you.
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Frank, I got a question and a comment. I'm going to give it a comment first. You were talking earlier, Peon was, about the videos of the parents videoing their kids crying after taking their candy.
Right.
What would have happened and nowadays, the way the kids are, one of them would have pulled a gun and shot them?
Well, these kids were real small. They weren't capable of doing. These are 2-year-olds.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what the age was on it, but with the world the way it is now, you never know what might happen.
No, it's not teenagers.
Which by the way, is why I thought it was kind of cruel. You know, you're telling the little 2-year-old that you ate his candy, and somehow people get the big kick out of watching these kids just sob. I don't know. I didn't think it was funny. But, yeah, they're too little to kill their parents.
And then the question I got, that guy that does them commercials for Old Dual, the most interesting man in the world.
Dos Equis.
Who is he, and what is he about, and what has he done? Because I think he's funny on them commercials when he does those. And I'm just wondering who he is, and I'm always hoping that you might be able to tell me.
I don't know much about it. I think he's just a character created for the Dos Equis commercials. He's not anybody. He's just, they create, it's kind of like, remember that guy, the wine, white hat,
Bartleton James?
No. Aldo Cello. Aldo Cello. And it was a guy in a Panama hat, and he'd walk down the street, and people would go, Aldo Cello, and it was some kind of wine. I think this Dos Equis guy, the ad agency created him. He's nobody.
Yeah,
he's
Jonathan Goldsmith is his name.
Yeah, he's an actor playing a part.
All right, I was just always wondering about him and that stuff. I didn't know if he owned that company or what, but, I mean, I think it's kind of funny on some of those commercials that he does for those. So.
No,
but,
he does.
Thanks for taking my call, and everybody have a good day.
Oh, you too, Dan.
Yeah, it's very popular on the internet.
Really,
guy.
The Dos Equis commercial?
Yeah, well, that guy, essentially, and his picture and things like that. His
why do I not? I'm watching the wrong stuff. I don't see much of that. I've seen a couple, but I don't see a lot of Dos Equis commercials. He's the bearded guy.
Yeah, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer to.
Okay, really well dressed.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Yeah. You know, real quickly, you know the commercials I miss? And I thought these were the greatest beer commercials. Lowenbrow. Tonight, let it be Lowenbrow. Man, I mean, they were the sexiest, classiest Lowenbrow. You know, here's two good times. Tonight is kind of special. We will pour. Must be something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lowenbrow. Meaning, very special occasion, very special beer. And the singer's name, don't ask me why I remember this, Arthur Prysock. Was his name. He had like a Billy Eckstein. Man, they were classy commercials. And I remember when Michelob, the slogan was, weekends were made for Michelob. You remember that? And Michelob was a beer that you drank on the weekends, which is kind of an interesting way to market something. Weekends were made for Michelob. Doug should be up. Hello, Doug.
You're right down to business, buddy. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Couple of things, Frank. Two great actors, Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. Great guys, right?
I would agree. Midnight Cowboy.
Worst movie I ever saw.
I agree. I could not agree with you more.
It was even in black and white.
Just
one miserable scene after the next.
No, wait, hang on a second. Hold on.
And we were just like, what was that all about?
Hold on, wait a minute. Midnight Cowboy was in black and white?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
I'm positively sure it was.
Wow.
I couldn't get through it.
It was awful.
No, it was stupid.
It was just awful. I mean, you know, they murdered a guy in the hotel room with a telephone, and Dustin Hoffman walked around in a limp, and he was just some crazed drug addict or something.
Yeah. I'm walking here.
In New York, and it just didn't make any sense.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I never got it.
Was that the one
where did get it? But anyway, I being a ham radio operator, I was at a ham festival, and I picked up 3 AM radios for $1 a piece.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And there's one people ought to look for, because you can still find them out there. The TRF, and I'm not sure what the TRF stands for, but it's for seeking out long distance signals. A lady yesterday couldn't get you on her AM radio, and if they get this TRF radio, and they made them in the '60s, they're all over the place. This Real Tone one I got came from Western Auto in the day.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Yeah, that was their brand. So
nice.
Got you on the AM, buddy. Broke the tuning knob off, and it's stuck on the big 550.
Good for you, Doug. Thank you.
Okay, Frank.
Appreciate it. All right, got to get out of business. He said get out of business. I have to get out of business. The business of tooth care. This is another thing I remember. There used to be a lot of commercials with, like, teeth, and I'm trying to remember who it was for. It was a toothbrush, and it was a talking toothbrush, and they'd show a tooth, and they'd show Mr. Enamel and Mr. Tooth Decay. And there's actually a character called Mr. Tooth Decay. We don't see that much anymore, and I think the reason we don't is tooth decay is kind of a thing of the past. And kids don't have cavities the way kids used to because of fluoride in the water. A million years ago, they used to send dental hygienists and people to the school, and they would do applications of fluoride on kids' teeth. They literally paint and swab your teeth with fluoride. We don't have that anymore. There aren't cavities the way there used to be, but you still have to go to the dentist because some things just require maintenance, and teeth would be among those things, which means you need a dentist. And if you don't have a dentist, I have one for you. And if you will take my recommendation and make one appointment to Ballast Dental Care, I'll bet you will never want to seek out another dental clinic ever, because you will have found a place you didn't even think could exist, a place where you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to be ashamed, you don't have to be embarrassed, you don't have to be nervous. Ballast Dental Care. I've been there 40 years. I've been going there. And I'm not even going to get into all this equipment and this and state-of-the-art that. They have all that. They can accommodate 10 patients at once, but it's not an assembly line dental clinic. It's beyond personable, and you'll see. But to see, you have to make an appointment. So do this. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. To make your appointment, just go to this website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's see how traffic's rolling right now. Check in with Tim Weiland.
They've cleared an earlier accident that was on northbound 55 before Gasconade, so everything looks good there. There was also an accident out towards Ballas on westbound 40 that only had two left lanes open. That has been cleared, but the backup starts at Big Bend, finally opens up at Lindbergh. You're slow again and as you approach the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 looks like it's building volume now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Looks like eastbound 40 is running heavy Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. When dinner sneaks up on you, get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Effortless meals, love that Walmart price. Smile because it's Coke, tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch.
Unless you're in your car in traffic.
This is Sandy Miller from Fox 2 News. Now you can get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports, even if you're stuck in traffic. Now you can catch Fox 2 News at 6 without having to be in front of the TV by listening to it here on KTRS. Catch Fox 2 News at 6 with me, Sandy Miller. Simulcast weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $4,000 in extra savings. Get ready for holiday entertaining with kitchen essentials, delicious appetizers, and festive decor. And pick up the season's hottest electronics, like the Samsung Galaxy S4 phone and the HP Envy notebook. So get your savings book today. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
So they just had the New York Marathon. Did you see the story, the 86-year-old woman who ran that marathon for, I think, something like her 25
years, yeah.
And then dropped dead? Did you see that?
Well, no, she ran it.
She died like that day, that next day.
She fell at the 20-mile mark, hit her head. And
was on the Today Show.
Kept going, and then the next morning was on the Today Show, went back to the hotel, laid down, and died.
Yeah. Wow. 86, yeah. I believe. She was just about to turn 87. 86 running, what is it, 26 miles?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, good for her. American Equity Mortgage. And then we're going to get the news. We're going to come back. Dr. Doug's going to join us. Get your pet questions ready. American Equity Mortgage has been doing what they do for 21 years. And for all of those 21 years, they've been part of this show. They've been on 52 weeks a year for 21 years. If ever there was anybody who could give you a great testimonial about what this station can do for business, it would be them. And there are thousands of people who can give you great testimonials about what American Equity Mortgage did for them personally and financially. Put money in their pocket every month that they didn't have because they wrongly were making minimum payments on credit cards when they didn't really have to because they were homeowners. And when you're a homeowner and you have equity, you don't have to do that. There's a better way to get that money, get that stuff paid off. Let them explain how easy that is to do. You can get them at AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.